Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry that focuses on God's unconditional love and grace. And now, here's Andrew.
Welcome to our Tuesday's broadcast of the Gospel Truth. Today I am continuing a series. I'm now in my third week of teaching on the subject of God Wants You Well. And I am very excited about this. I know that there are thousands, maybe tens of thousands of people receiving this news and being healed. You know, one of the most exciting things about what the Lord has taught me through the Word is that in the past, there's been individuals that had an anointing of healing on their life, the gift of healing or the gifts of miracles, and they would flow, but you had to be in their presence and it all came through them. And there's a reason for that. I hadn't got time really at this time to teach on why that happens, but God anoints certain individuals with these supernatural gifts of healing. And I praise God for that. There's nothing wrong with it. But as a whole, that's the only way that the body of Christ has been able to receive healing was through a person that had this supernatural anointing on them. But with me, I don't have an anointing for healing. My anointing is teaching. But I have learned that I can teach the Word of God to people, and we are seeing these people who are receiving the Word going out and receiving healing for themselves and ministering healing to other people. And I tell you, that is exciting to me. And I am seeing this happen a lot. I mean, we take people to our meetings now and we have our students that have been trained to be prayer ministers go down and we see miracles happen. I mean, blind eyes open, people healed of multiple sclerosis and just all kinds of miracles. And it's not people that have a special anointing, but people that have the truth and they are just going out. So I'm saying these things to encourage you that maybe you don't feel like you've got a miracle ministry or a gift of healing, but that doesn't mean that you can't receive. All things are possible to him that can believe, and I have just been teaching people how to believe. And I tell you, I'm seeing miracles happen. It's just awesome to see what God is doing. So we've been teaching on the subject of healing. Today, I would like to play another video for you. We have these four albums of videos, and there's about five testimonies on each one of these. So altogether, that's around 19 or 20 testimonies that we have of people that have just received miracles. And I've already talked about Mike and Caroline Hesch just briefly. But this is a man who, similar to what we've been talking about, he believed God could heal. He just didn't know how to connect. And when he got hold of my teaching entitled, "You've Already Got It," it's like a light went on the inside of him. I would like to mention that we're offering this little MP3 flash. I don't know what you call these things. I've been through this so many times, but it's an MP3 card. You put it in, and there's 43 hours worth of teaching on here. And one of these teachings is "You've Already Got It," the very teaching that changed Mike Hesch. And I want to just warn you up front, there are some people that this will be graphic because he had a tumor here on his chest and he knew God was going to heal him. So he took pictures to document this thing, and this thing turned green and had yellow with it and black tentacles that went over his chest. And if you have a weak stomach or think this would be offensive to somebody, you might need to make a decision right now. But if you can receive it, what a great testimony this is about how he just stood and believed God. And today he's not only healed, but he's answering our phones back here, and God is using him in just a supernatural way. So watch this video, and I'll be back at the end of the program.
In the year 2000, I noticed that I had a pimple here, and I didn't think anything of it. You know, it was just constantly a little itch here. Of course, at night, I'd come home, take my shirt off, and I'd have to investigate because you're just constantly aware of it.
I think Mike had the sore for a while before I even really noticed it. It just was a little red bump, and it's just kind of like a skin blemish.
Through that year, it started getting red, and then it got larger and larger, like a small area about the size of my finger, and I noticed that it wouldn't heal over. I began to photograph it because I believed that God was going to heal me, and I wanted to document the dates. I prayed for it, I believed in healing, and it still didn't go away.
The desert oasis of Tucson, Arizona, sits in a sheltered valley. Here, Mike and Caroline Hesch joined a non-denominational church, submitting themselves to a strong-willed pastor. In time, they became victims of religious ideas as malignant as the tumor that threatened to consume both of their lives.
I was part of this ministry for like 20 years. They had taught healing, but it was all performance-based doctrine.
We were taught, like in John 9, that God does not hear sinners. So if we were asking for prayer or asking the Lord to heal or do something in our life, if we were in sin of any kind, he wouldn't be able to answer our prayer.
Oh, you must be sinning. Oh, you're not doing God's will. Oh, you're in rebellion to the pastor. Oh, this, oh, that. Everything was a reason why I wasn't getting better.
And he had talked to our pastor about it. And the pastor said, well, that's nothing that herbs can't heal. It's a nutritional problem.
I seem to just be getting worse and worse and worse. When it wouldn't go away, my pastor said, why don't you go to the doctor? Then we can pray specifically for God to show us exactly what it is.
So that's when Mike made an appointment with the dermatologist to have it checked out.
And he comes in and he looks at it. And he didn't look at it for maybe 5 or 10 seconds. He said, excuse me, I'd like to go get my colleague. And then they did the doctor thing, you know, where they, and they're, you know, with their little thing probing around the edge. And they didn't say anything in front of me, but I could tell that it was kind of serious. He left the room and he said, the nurse will direct you, you know, what to do. When I got to the counter, she handed me a piece of paper. And she told me, you have an appointment, and it was like 2 weeks out. And I can't remember if he was behind me, the doctor that saw me, or in the hallway passing through. He just stopped. And he said, no, that's not soon enough. You know, and I could sense the fear. So he said, I'll take care of this. And well, the appointment was 2 days out from the day I was there. And I thought, whoa, to get a doctor, a surgeon to see you in 2 days? I mean, you know, something's happening here. I looked at the sheet that the doctor fills out, and he checked the diagnosis.
He called me on the phone and after the appointment, and he said that the doctor said you need to have surgery right away to have that removed, and wrote up a little note, and this is what it was, a malignant neoplasm.
And she said, well, I'll look it up, and I'll call you back. So here I'm driving to work, and she calls me back very seriously. She says, Mike, it means that you have
malignant neoplasm cancer.
She said, well, it's not benign. In other words, okay, it's something that's actively growing. Now I'm thinking, wow, I've got something pretty serious here.
A little bit of fear came in, but because it wasn't huge, I really felt like, you know what, I know Mike believes in healing and that the Lord can take care of this.
Once I talked to her, I told the pastor. I said, what do you think I should do? He said, you know, Mike, you can do whatever you want. But I said, well, they want me to cut it off. He said, well, and he didn't tell me, you know, he didn't say you can't do it. He said, well, that's not God's way.
We believed that if you went to the doctors for anything like that to have it removed, you're sinning. And if you're sinning, then you can't trust the Lord for healing it.
And he said, but the choice is yours, whatever you want to do. But he said, you know, he said, I would just counsel you not to do anything while you have that fear. Yeah. I called the doctor that they had made the appointment with, and I canceled it that day.
And so it's just like, okay, you know, I was still believing, but still a little bit hesitant. Like, it's not that big. It wouldn't be any big deal to get it, you know, burned off or however they were going to chop it out and be done with it.
The next day, I'm coming to work. It's like 8:30 in the morning, and my cell phone rings. I answer the phone. I'm Dr. So-and-so. I diagnosed you with this yesterday. They just told me you canceled your appointment. I said, that's correct. I did. And he said, you can't do that. That I said, well, I can do that. And he said, I want you to know, I'm writing here down in my records that you're warned of, this is a very deadly thing that you're dealing with and that you've been warned by me. And then I was like really scared. Well, that following February, I guess it would be 2002, I got very sick with the flu.
And when that happened, it was just like the tumor, it just started growing out as a tumor.
I remembered what the guy said, that if you let it go, it could metastasize, which I think in layman's terms means it can just turn into something else or like mutate into some other form or go throughout the rest of my body or something.
I'm watching and bandaging, and as he's starting to get weaker and weaker and this tumor is getting bigger, I'm thinking, why doesn't he just get this thing cut off? But at the same time as I'm thinking that, and I would vocalize that to him at times, just like, you know, this is just getting worse, you're getting, you know, sicker, just let's get this cut off.
And I would always go back to, you know, I have to do what I feel is right in my heart, and I just don't have a peace from God about getting that cut off, you know, because the Bible says, let the peace of God rule in your hearts. I know that's not the solution. I don't have that peace in my heart.
But as he would refuse, stubbornly refuse, and continue to stand on the word and God's promise of healing, I would try and agree with him and stand with him.
And so for the next like 5 years, I went through this roller coaster at the church. I would get over one hurdle and then the bar would go up a little higher. And then here would be another thing that was uncovered that I wasn't doing right, and that how could God hear me being a sinner?
The whole time as it starts getting worse and worse, the tumor just, it would stink. We'd wrap it with paper towels and we'd have them soaked, spray some herb tinctures to try and help cut down on the smell of it. And it would ooze and it would bleed, and we're wrapping it in saran wrap, and then that would fill up with the ooze, and then we'd have to drain that off and change it out. And the tumor was just feeding off the blood in his body. His whole complexion was like gray. His heart rate for like months was in the 90s. Oh, it was horrendous.
I just noticed I just started slowly losing energy, like somebody just letting the air out of me.
So this tumor started getting so big and very heavy, we've got to find some kind of sling or whatever. So I end up going to the store and buying a couple bras.
Cut out one side, and I would just wear that as like a harness to support it over here. It just wasn't a good thing, you know.
This was something that we just had to live with, and eventually God would heal. But I'm watching Mike's life being sucked out of him.
I didn't know what was going on. I just knew that things in my body weren't working right on the inside. And then this thing I had that it was growing, it grew off what I call it a tentacle, or like this arm I could see like growing out underneath my skin in there and spreading out. And it was nasty. It was just like a manifestation of the devil, which it really was. You know, the Bible says that the devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And that's what he was doing. He was just sucking my life out. He's destroying, you know, any productivity in my life. He was stealing away my happiness and my joy. I do have to say, though, that it was all by my consent, because I didn't take a stand against him, you know.
And at that point, Mike was so sick. It was very hard for me to leave him all day when I would be working, and I would call Mike and I could just tell when he'd answer the phone, like he was just like, I don't know if I'm gonna come home and find him alive.
One scripture that really encouraged me was Proverbs 4, 20 through 22, where it says, my son, attend unto my words, incline thine ear unto my sayings, let them not depart from thine eyes, but keep them in the midst of thine heart, for they are life to those that find them, and health to all their flesh. I just decided since I didn't have anything else to do during the day, that I was just gonna, every moment that I had, I was gonna get into God's Word. And I knew that I was short on the life and I needed help to all my flesh.
I was flipping through the channels, trying to find someone to listen to while I was getting ready for work. And I went through the channels, and there was the guy yelling and the guy doing this, and I didn't want to listen to that. And then I landed on this channel where this guy was sitting in a chair talking calmly. And he said,
"Today I'm beginning a brand new series, and I'm going to start talking about a teaching that I've entitled, You've Already Got It."
By that time, I'd walked back into the bathroom and I was getting ready, and I said, "Man, that's a stupid name for a study." But I didn't turn the channel. And I just kept listening to it.
That God has already done for you everything that you need done.
And by the end of that half hour, I was hooked.
And so here she offered us some CDs. And it was like, okay, yeah. And my wife listened to them first.
A whole new Bible was opened up to me for seeing what the Bible really was teaching. And what I had believed and the things I was believing were not according to Scripture.
And begin to start looking at everything from a standpoint where it's already accomplished and you aren't trying to get God to do something, but rather you're just appropriating what He has already provided. That mindset will totally revolutionize the way you receive from God.
And then, passing it on to Mike saying, "You got to listen to this."
And this is kind of a miracle for me as well. It shows you how quickly the Lord can deliver you when you're willing just to follow what His Word says and what He says and His Spirit over some legalistic thinking.
The average prophecy that you're going to get in most churches is all about God is going to do something great. There is coming a great move of God. We are going to see something happen. But you never hear people very much talk about what has already happened. And I believe that instead of getting this mindset of trying to obtain victory, it really makes a difference if you understand that through Jesus, we've already obtained victory. It's a done deal.
Yeah, I do. I've already got it. I was blessed in two ways. One, I was all these things that I've been studying in the last, especially in the last few weeks, but 6 months prior, I was getting, I believe that it was God who had her bring that to me, because it was just like He was saying all these things in a little different way than the Word says them, but He was saying the same thing that the Word says. I remember getting this revelation about James chapter 1, where it says about being tossed to and fro like the waves of the sea. And I thought, that is so much me. A double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. It says, "Let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord." And so I just said, I don't have to focus on two things. I can just focus on that. And when I did that, that's when I learned that I was able to receive from the Lord. That it wasn't Him withholding. I already had it. He wasn't withholding. In other words, God, through Jesus Christ, was not the variable in the situation. It was me. It was my unstable thinking. The Bible says that by Jesus' stripes, I was healed.
I am not going to receive another thing that the devil's going to throw at me to keep me in bondage to not receive my healing.
Just drawing this line in the sand saying, nope, it's going no further than this.
That night was a turning point of his healing, because even though we still had to mess with the tumor, it was still just as bad as before. It was just kind of like he didn't look at it anymore as that. He was seeing himself as healed. It was about 2 weeks later, and suddenly we're changing, and I have cut out the same length of the paper towels that we've needed to before to wrap this, and suddenly it's just like we're folding it up, and it's just like we can cut this much off in the paper towel. We don't need as much to wrap it. And I said, "Mike, this is getting smaller."
And I said, "Well, of course." I said, "God's healed me. It's got to get smaller. Nothing else can happen." This might be hard to get a hold of, but I just forgot about it. You know, even though I would deal with it twice a day or more dealing with it, you know, having that uncomfortable bra you gotta adjust and move around just didn't fit right. And it was gone. You know, I'm healed. I don't care what it looks like on the outside. By Jesus' stripes, I was healed. That's it.
All of Andrew's teachings were already confirming the things that Mike had seen in the Word, but it was like a second witness for him that yes, this is the way it is. This is what God said, and it helped him to stand even more on the healing.
Somewhere around May, I didn't have to wear the bra anymore.
Each time as we're changing it, it's like, Mike, this thing is getting smaller and smaller. It was just like it was shrinking. So it was less and less that we had to deal with until it's a little thing like this, and then he can change it himself, of course, and no longer was wearing the support, and it's just like, this thing is gone.
By August, it was nothing. It was just this little bump, a scar on my chest here. I was made whole by Jesus Christ, and this is the only direction my body can go. Devil, you can't have me. I've already been bought.
For 8 years, Mike Hesch believed and prayed for his healing with no results. In desperation, he finally drew a line in the sand between the Word of God and his own unstable thinking. He chose to believe the Word that healing had already been provided by God's grace. Andrew's teaching confirmed and encouraged him, and the malignant tumor disappeared in 7 months. After his healing, Mike felt strongly that there was more he needed to learn about standing firm on the Word of God. He and Caroline sold their home in Tucson and moved to Colorado Springs to attend Charis Bible College. Their journey of grace and freedom has just begun.
Man, that's an awesome testimony, isn't it? And I tell you, not only have Mike and Caroline been healed, but they got hold of these truths like I was talking about at the first of the program, and they've learned that you can get a handle on healing. It's not up to God, and you never know if He's going to heal this person or that. It's God's will to heal everyone, and you can grab hold of these truths that it's already been done, and not only can you get healed, but you can minister healing to others. Mike and Caroline now minister in our healing school here on Thursday afternoon, and I tell you, they are seeing miraculous results happen. You know, let me just also put in a plug for our healing school. Some of you may not be aware of this, but every Thursday at 1:00 Mountain Time, we have a healing school right here in our facility, and it's live streamed via the internet all over the world. And we are having people watch by the hundreds outside of just the local area, but around the world, people watch, and you can receive prayer. And we've had many, many testimonies of people being healed. But what happened for Mike Hesch can happen for you. I know that there's some of you that have tumors, cancers that have invaded your body. God's not a respecter of persons. What He did for them, He will do for you if you will receive the Word. The Word will be health unto all of your flesh. So I encourage you to listen to our announcer. He's going to share with you about how you can get this Healing Journeys video that Mike Hesch testimony is on, along with all of the teaching that touched Mike and caused him to receive in the first place. So please listen to our announcer and call or write today to receive these materials.
The story you saw in today's program is in the God Wants You Well package. This package includes the entire God Wants You Well teaching series on CD, the God Wants You Well book, the companion study guide, the God Wants You Well booklet, and Healing Journeys Volumes 1, 2, 3, and 4. Together, the four Healing Journeys DVDs contain a total of 19 healing testimonies that will inspire your faith and help you reach out to receive all that God has for you. This package has a catalog value of $182, but today you can get these valuable resources for a gift of just $100 or more. In addition, all individual products mentioned on today's program can be ordered through our website by going to awmi.net and clicking on Today's TV Offer. Also, if you'd like to receive more of Andrew's teachings on healing, you can find them on the Healing MP3 Drive. This easy-to-use card connects to your computer with an attached USB cable and includes over 43 hours of related teachings on healing. Purchased separately on CD, these teachings have a value of $268, but you can get them all in MP3 format on this Healing MP3 drive for a gift of $85 or more. The third audio teaching in today's series is titled, Why Isn't Everyone Healed? It's available for a gift of any amount when you write or call. We encourage everyone to give, but if you're simply unable to afford it, Andrew and his partners will provide this third CD free of charge. You can use your credit card to order resources through our website at awmi.net. While you're there, you can discover more product details and download many free resources. Or you can order through our helpline Monday through Friday from 4:30 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. Mountain Time. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111. If the lines are busy, remember, you can order ministry materials 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at awmi.net. To write us, use the address on your screen. We appreciate your generosity and hope to hear from you today.
The ministry of Andrew Womack and Charis Bible College work hand in hand to provide a place where believers can apply God's word and witness miraculous results.
What we've discovered is that so much of the church today does not believe that it is God's will to heal, or they believe that sometimes God can heal, but they never really know when that time is.
A big part of what we do at Healing School, what we're really passionate about, is training up believers that they can do the works and greater works of Jesus, that it's nothing special, that we're not the super dupers.
So we wanted to provide an atmosphere for people to be able to come and jump into the Word of God and find out what God's Word really says about healing. A lot of people come seeking a healing, but when they get their eyes on the healer and get that priority straightened out, it's like seeking first the kingdom of God and all these other things will be added to you. It's amazing what begins to happen in terms of a heart priority when people begin to seek the Lord first.
That's why it's a school of healing, because our students are learning to be ministers. It's Jesus that's in them that heals people. They too can heal the sick and raise the dead and cast out demons. We see people receive their healing online through watching the live feed, through watching the archives. Man, that just blows me away. I mean, the anointing's there. Our heart is for our students not to just keep what they've learned through the healing school training in healing school, but to take it out on the streets. They see awesome healings.
It's the students who have been trained and raised up as disciples, which has been Andrew's heart for all these years.
To learn more about healing school, go to charisbiblecollege.org and click on the Healing School tab. The Healing School is another example of how the media ministry of Andrew Womack and the campus ministry of Charis Bible College work hand in hand. Together, they provide a place where believers can apply God's Word and witness miraculous results. Andrew Womack Ministries and Charis Bible College. Changing lives, changing the world.